You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora whanau, you are on BFM Breakfast. I hope you're having a lovely morning out there. On the line, we've got the wonderful Isabella Austin. Kia ora, Isabella, how are you today? Oh no, we might have lost her before we started. Hello, Isabella, have we got you there?
Hello,
Oh, hello.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
I'm good, yeah.
Hey,
hello.
It's good to have you on the show, technology and all. It's been a wee minute since you put out your track Truth Bubbles Up, which has been doing the rounds on our playlist here. And I'm very excited that we're talking about a gig you are doing tomorrow at the wonderful Dung Beetle Space in New Lynn. And you must be looking forward to that as well. How many times have you sort of taken this music out live?
Not many. This will be the second time.
Woo-hoo.
I've taken it out live, or the third time, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a really nice way to test some material that I'm really excited to just show, and that I'm working on recording and that kind of thing. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Truth Bubbles Up is the first single we've heard from you. I'd be keen to hear a little bit about what you have been working on, because it does sound like you've got some big plans in the works. What's on the horizon for you?
Yeah, so I'm actually going down to Wellington on Friday to start recording an album that is currently kind of simmering in my head. but I've been working on that material for that for a while, and I'm really looking forward to recording that. It feels similar to Truth Bubbles Up, but kind of it feels different. I did Truth Bubbles Up a while ago now, and I feel like I've shifted musically since then, and I'm really excited to eventually release some stuff and be playing some stuff live that feels a bit more true to where I am presently.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's cool.
What's your process like for making music? Is it something that you do very privately? Do you have a lot of friends that you bounce things off? Do you have a band you work with? What's that like?
I've had a band in the past in Wellington last year, I believe, which was great to test some material with, and was really helpful. I'd love to get a band together, which I've not currently got up here in Auckland. So far, yeah, at the moment it's pretty independent. I've got my dad who helps produce my music and records my music with me. He's a musician, and I bounce a lot of ideas off him. I bounce a lot of ideas off my brother, who drums for me most of the time. So I do have family members that I bounce things off, but still sort of nailing that community up here, which is, you know, takes time. But yeah, it's feeling good about that. So at the moment it's pretty independent.
Nice. It does take time, and it's hard to do in a pandemic, so I think it's awesome that you're getting out there and playing nonetheless. It sounds like you've grown up with a lot of music around you. Has it always been something you wanted to pursue?
It's always been on the side.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to pursue performance. I studied acting at Toi Whakaari, and that's also a big part of my creative practice. But I guess for me it all sort of is relative. Telling stories and performing and music has always been part of my craft, and at the moment it just feels a little bit more present than it has in the past, which is really exciting. I'm feeling kind of invigorated by it, to be honest.
Awesome. That's a really good feeling. When you are writing, do you take inspiration from your life, from things you're taking in from other media? What is, I guess, something that you would say goes into the mixing pot when you are doing lyrics?
I think it always starts from a very personal place. And then I think there might be a time where I feel that's right for the song. I want it to be really personal. And then there might be times where, through the writing process, I might think about a film I've watched that really resonated with me, and that might incorporate into the writing as well. It does always start really personal, but I don't necessarily want every song to be really personal.
Yeah.
And I love films and I love plays and other people's stories as well. So that often influences my writing as well.
with Truth Bubbles Up, as you said, it was written a wee while ago. What was the context for making this one?
I watched a Western film and I was in lockdown. It was the first lockdown of 2020.
Yep.
Feeling very weird, as everyone was at that time, because it was so new back then.
Yes.
And yeah, watched this crazy Western film and just wrote a weird song about it. And I think it was mainly the hook that I was like, oh, okay, I might turn this into something. And then me and my dad kind of played around with it while we were in lockdown, because I was staying with my parents at the time. And we just kind of recorded it and made a demo of it and then kept working on it over time. And then we decided to release it, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And I think there's been a lot of interesting stuff that's come out of lockdown. People have been maybe exploring different ways of writing music or not writing music, just thinking on things. And I think it'll be a very interesting time to see where people's projects start to go, particularly since this is the first song we've heard from you, but you're saying you're already sort of in a new space for yourself. Where do you think that new sound is going to take you?
Well, it's hard to know being in it, I think, because yeah. Sometimes I think I sound like one thing and then someone will tell me something else. So I think it's all perspective, really, and how people relate to the music. But and at the end of the day, it will sound like me,
yeah.
Because it is me. So I'm here thinking it's probably going to be really different to Truth Bubbles Up, and other people might think it sounds the same. But I think it is still sort of in a folky vein, but there are lots of influences that I want to bring in as well. Sort of childhood loves like Amy Winehouse or Nelly Furtado, and I guess, yeah, so I don't know what it's going to end up like, but at the moment it's feeling very fluid in terms of I don't want to lock myself into a genre.
Totally, yeah. Well, I think we should have a listen to Truth Bubbles Up. If people want to head along tomorrow night, it's free, which is awesome. We love a free gig happening at the gorgeous Dung Beetle Space, which is a fantastic shop/art space/caf in the wonderful New Lynn. And you're also playing with Hun Lynch, who is yet to release music. So it's another good time to go and see some, I guess, some upcoming cool artists. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, Isabella. And we will see you soon.
Yeah, thank you. See you soon. Bye.
The truth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.